We talked some time ago about the Roman soldier who, on embarking on a journey, said, "It is necessary for me to go. It is not necessary for me to live," when he was told by his colleagues that if he went, he would probably get killed on the way. Jim Elliot, the missionary to the Orcas Indians, said something similar the night before he was killed by them. He went on mission to these people. And in his journal the night before he died, he wrote, "He is no fool who gives that which he cannot keep for that which he cannot lose." Was this not what Jesus was talking about when he said, "Except a man lose his life, he cannot gain it"? Was he not saying that except you're prepared to lay your life down for me and for my sake, either physically or spiritually, you're going to have a partial resurrection, as it were. You're not going to have the full weight of everything that I want to give you. Nobody likes the idea of being a martyr, but some of us are called to be martyrs by instalment, as it were. Death every day slowly working its way into us that life might come forth. Because to the extent that we die to ourselves, the life of Christ comes through us. And except that corn of wheat dies, it abides alone. The death process has to take place, or there is no life, no sprout, no fruit, no nothing. The cross must come, and we must go through it and out the other side into resurrection life. Amen.